What's the source? If you look at Shuvas Mariel, the source is Kash al Hamita. So you see, there's a new Yisod called Tiltul Kalachayat, which is Het Degama. No distinction there between the Tzorach this, the Tzorach that. It doesn't make a difference whatsoever. Fine. So B'Kiveg has a funny question over here. B'Kiveg, or not Ramah, has a, I quote, the lush of the Ramah was Kalachayat. Says Rabbi Kivega, Lefizem Mutter Rakatoro Gufa Makomo. Who? What? Where? Why did he say this? Why did he say this, Rabbi Kivega? Lefizem Mutter Rakatoro Gufa Makomo. So, as a, I quote, the lush of the Ramah was Kalachayad. Says Rabbi Kivega, Lefizem Mutter Rakatoro Gufa Makomo. Who? What? Where? Why did he say this? Why did he say this to Rabbi Kivega? Lefizeh mutter b'akotorah gufa makomo. So my first thought was, Kivega was a bucky b'kol ha-torah korakula. He certainly know Gemara v'Rashi b'kol ha-shas. And he remembered the Rashi that we had yesterday, where Rashi has a rhyme. Min atzad kalachayad. So when Ramah writes kalachayad, how does the rhyme finish? Min atzad. So it's tilted in atzav, but you know it's only mutl, so gufa makomo. He doesn't understand. He says, you look at shinyan aleph, simches, you see that tilted the gufo, I feel the tzorch davar also mutter. Ramah agrees. Here too, say the same thing. After all, the Maril bases it on cash. the obvious answer to Rabbi Kivega's cash is this whole assumption is incorrect. What it says over here, that's kalachayad. Kalachayad does not mean tiltum and atzad. No, that's the Ranshi, maybe Rashi. The Rosh Hashanah is not that way. Two separate dinim. There is tiltum and atzad, indirect tiltum. And there's also a totally different din of kalachayad, which really means tiltum and gufo. And that's the second din, in fact, is mutter, even the tzarech, dover, ha'osur. That's Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat, that way. Fine. So we have to now attack the Gemara Kufa Rav. What's the connection? What in heaven's name is the connection between this Tiltul Begufo, which is an altogether different idea, and the original Tiltul Menatzad, which is found in the, which we know about from before, the regular Tiltul Menatzad. What's the connection? So I want to give the following suggestion. I'm basing myself on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman has over here, he tries to analyze why is it that Tiltul Begufo Kalachayad is mutter. Why? He gives the following. I'm reading on page Tov Kuf Nun Tes. Those who have a Shemir Shabbos can read with me. V'tama de Milsa Nireh. About the 15th line, the long page. The last word on the line is V'tama. V'tama de Milsa Nireh. T'kevan she'isa muksu gzera otu otso. L'chein kol she'metaltul begufo u kalachayad. K'kevan de b'chayagavne v'otso potter mechatas. Does this sound familiar? Give me a maramakov. Huh? The sound is familiar. We go with the mahalach of Otu Otsa. I told you one of the famous Gedolei Achronim had his word. What's his name? Huh? Or Sameach. Next line. V'ayin v'or Sameach ke'ein zeh l'mil sachrita. He's talking about a case in which a person picked it up for Heter, or the Biyodo, no Akira, it was Anoch, it's not the... The same you saw of Rav Simcha, says the Shlomo Zalman over here. Ve'enachinami, he says, the metalta baragla of muksa, kazesha, regila metalta baragla, soccer ball, the ain't the koriman atzad, rak tiltul gomer. Yeah, I'll tell you another thing. If someone blows on Shabbos at some spider, spider, and he blows away the spider on Shabbos. Could be tosser. Why? What do you do with a spider on Tuesday? Blow him away. So if that's how you do it on Tuesday, you do it that way on Shabbos, it would be awesome. The same as you kick a soccer ball if the soccer ball books him. The varnish has to be kalachayad, Rabosa. Okay, that's the lumpus over here. Fine. Now, we had interpreted the typical heter of Tiltum and Atzad, as we understood it, in a totally different fashion. Namely, what's the lumdus of tiltum and atzad? We gave the lumdus. It's a double tiltum. You're moving the mutter and the asa together. How do we know? How should we define it? Depends what's in your mind. If it's in your mind, it's your kavanas for the davar hamutter, we'll call it mutter, and the is mital tel agav. And if you have in mind davar asa, so we label it as the double tiltum, davar asa. The Chazanish agreed in that prat. He wouldn't go any further than that. He said, you're sleeping in bed, it's also kind of an agav. You're tossing and turning, and it's sort of by mistake. Incidentally, the straw is moving. So you saw the whole, that's how it's all you sow. If you go with that, you sowed. I don't find a good way how we can bridge this unbridgeable gap. And sure enough, the Chazanish says it's unbridgeable. That's why your pshat in the rush is wrong. But according to all these Gedolim, say pshat in the rush is correct. So what's the connection between this altogether different idea, the notion of tiltul begufa kolachayad, and which is based the chora, like Shlomo Zalman said, and typical tiltul min atzad the tzorach davar ha hamutal the tzorach makom. So I had a thought. The thought is based somewhat paradoxically, not in Hilchos Mukts at all, but once again in Hilchos Hotzah. That's where we have to go. If that's where we have to go, if the whole tiltum and atzad, excuse me, if tiltum begufa kaleachad is based on ilchus otzah, so maybe there's a connection. So take a look, if you will, in the Mishnah, Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. And Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi ochlen pachas v'kashir v'kli, potter afal akli, shakli tfelelo. Es achai memita potter, potter afal amita. Shamita tfelelo. What about a mace mimita? From Shimon Poter. Why is the famous Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa? A Mishnah in the middle of nowhere, Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, Tilchos Sotzah, without learning how to solve this year. Oh yes we are. Because Tilt looks there at Otzah. So you have to know a little bit about Otzah. So it occurred to me, and this is the Pshat. If you're talking about someone who's metaltel, a tiltul min atzad. I'm taking something which is not muktzah, and on top of it is something which is muktzah. Okay. So now, in a similar case of hotzah, right, it might be viewed as a kind of a malacha shena tzricha legufa. We had in the Mishnah case here on daf tzadigim alamid beis. What does that mean? You're carrying something, right? And incidentally, you're carrying an item. And on top of that item is another item, all right? So I'm carrying, what concerns me is the dover ha mutter, okay? So the halacha states that if the dover also sort of goes sort of by itself, it's not my intention, that's a malacha shein etzricha leguf. That's the Mishnah Tzadik Gimel. Here too in Mukta Ke'enzeh, I'm carrying this double tiltul of Isser and Heter. And I have in mind the Heter. So although the Isser is sort of coming along for the ride, we don't say you violated Isser Mukta. Just as we wouldn't say in Shabbos, Yechayim Chadis. We'd call it malacha shein etzricha legufa. Not your intention. So too, I think I said it a little bit wrong. What I was saying, Malacha Shein Etzricha Leguf was primarily true of the case of Tzorach Bekomo. Someone's taking a mace outside. He doesn't need a mace outside. He just wants the house to be clear. That's called the Tzorach Bekomo, which is the equivalent of Malacha Shein Etzricha Leguf. Even in the case of, again, two different things, if one is tougher to the other, it's also, in a sense, Tofel, which is, I don't know how directly it relates to Etzricha Leguf. They found in the same Mishnah. Also, the kitzur in Ilchus Otzah, you wouldn't be chayim. So too, it seems to me that someone who's metaltel mukta the tzorach davar hamutter. So the main thing is the mutter, the osa, if you will, is tafala, or the tzorach makomo, which is more directly related to ein tzricha legufa. In those cases, ke'ein zeh be'otzah you would be pater lo gozru al zeh be tiltul. So wait a second. So what if I take Mukta Biyadayim and I move it out of Tzach Makomo? Is that mutter? No. Even though Ke'ein Zeh Be'otzah would be potter. So I thought that the answer is as follows. That's a low plug. Low plug. See, nothing is an action, I tell you. Commissioner will be very gratified. It was commissioners. So it's also a chiddush. Shnayim shasru was the whole shtickle Torah from last year. Two commissioners. Say shtickle Torah about it. But you all agree to low plug. Yeah, the low plug rule we all agree to. Emes, low plug. You carry it with your hands. So you can't give me no. It's just you have a somewhat different intention. There's kalachiyat, it's potter, but it's usur. And here too, they made a low plug. They asked to carry it with your hands no matter what. But tiltul min hatzad, Rabbi Osai. Tiltul min hatzad, which is a new concept, an altogether new approach to carrying with indirectly. Indirectly, Rabbi Osai, is it's the whole definition of secondariness. Tfelus can only exist with the two items. You can't be tefillah to yourself. So this concept is unique. The heter of tfelus applies whenever there is potentially applies whenever there are two items. You're not going to say a low plug by two items. So therefore, if there are two items, I'm carrying one, and incidentally, the other one is carried. Not only is it mutter letzorach davar hamutter, which is the direct fit to the tfelus circumstance, but they were matter and also letzorach makomo. They really should have been matter even be a diamond letzorach makomo al pi svarazu. But that's a low plug. But once you're moving over to a case of an indirect tiltal, where we have the precedent of tfelus, so they included in the heter letzorach makomo as well. Bamed varam amru. We can say all this logic if you want to take all that extra big giant step of Rav Shlomo Zalman based on Sameach. And say that the specifics of Hilchos Tiltul Muktzah are related to the specifics of Melechos Hatzor. That's exactly the dispute. That's exactly the dispute of Tiltul Min Hatzad. Yes or no? If your Tiltul Min Hatzad is Mutter, means you're willing to take the step and link Muktzah with Hatzor. Memeila Rabosai, it's Mutter Tiltul Min Hatzad, and it's also Tiltul Megufa, because Kalachayat, as Rav Shlomo Zalman said. If you hold Tiltul Min Hatzad is Osir, what does that mean? Don't bother me with Hotzah. Hotzah is the historical background why they made a Yisur of Tiltul. Forget about it, no link. Once it's established, it's a totally independent category, and there's no Hetter Tiltul Min Hatzad, and there can be no Hetter Tiltul Min Gufo either. Goodbye. That's my pshat as to this link according to Shita as her rush. Okay, now that we said this can be found in the Beis Yitzchak. Now we start a whole new piece, which is not found anywhere. I mean, I never heard it before myself, frankly. And I know this courtesy of the Megillah Sefer, Gevaldik, Meridik. Listen to this. Meridik. We have to analyze what is Tzorach Davar HaMutter and what is Tzorach Davar HaOsr. So what are you hacking? What's so hard to understand? If you want the Osr, it's Osr. You want the Mutter, it's Mutter. That's what I thought. Since I've learned the sugya for years, I always thought that. Well, it ain't necessarily so. I'll tell you why. The tzorach davar ha'aser in the Gemara, meis mimita lemita, that's exactly the case which the Rishonim say, is contrasted to all the other cases we had in the sugya. Okay? There, Rabosai, the tzorach davar ha'aser doesn't mean that you want, forgive the expression, that you want to use the davar ha'aser. You don't want to use the davar ha'aser. What you want to do is, you want to protect it from being somehow stolen. That's being crazy cases. Stolen. You want to look for body parts. I don't know what. Stolen. Burned. Lost. The equivalent of that in tape recorders is what we call mechama l'tzel. You don't want it to be ruined. You don't want it to be stolen. That is certainly prohibited. But what will happen in the case where you want to use the davar ha'aser? So I always thought, what kind of question is that? You want to use the davar ha'aser for carrot? That's even more davar ha'aser than the Gemara's case. It's absolutely the tzorach davar ha'aser. The tzorach mamish, you want to use it? That's what I always thought. Prima Gadim, however, seems to disagree with me. So obviously, if you go up against the Prima Gadim, you're in trouble. Simen Shin Ches, Mishpat Zov Yud Ches, seems to say the other way. Tiltum and Atzad is Muxal Tzorach Dover Amutter Shari Halavachi Osir. Then he says, something which indicates that he quotes the Bogan Avram, it's in Reish Ayin Test, that's where it gets complicated, and it's implicit from the Mishmah Tzalzav the other way. That if you're metaltel, the Tzorech Hishtamshus B'Dover Ha'Osur, that's labeled as the Tzorech Dover Hamutter. Obviously, Rabbosai, this does not fit into our svaros until now. Our svaros that were based on my basic, simple understanding. Why your kavana determines the whole story? It's a double tilt. So you know you have to be able to say you made a mistake, or maybe someone that disagrees with you has a different point of view, which is completely against everything I said. So I hereby get up and say it. The prima gavra is against everything I said. So what's the chiluk taka? Goes back to Klisha Malach to the Yisr. Why are they mad to the Tzorach Gufa Makoma, yeah, and the Tzorach Mechama Letzel, no? How do we give our lumbus behind it? They were mad to the Tzorach Shabbos, Poshet. They were mad to the Tzorach Shabbos, Kodesh. Not for your pocketbook. Mechama Letzel is for your pocketbook. You're not going to use it on Shabbos. If you're going to use it an hour later, or 2 hours later, or 20 hours later on Shabbos, the Poshet say, that's also called the Tzorach Gufa. I have something which is Friday night, starts to rain, and I have my lounge chair in the rain. I take it inside on Shabbat to protect me from the rain. A chutzpah? Let's say it's a klishim lachlius, whatever item it may be. So I move it in for the... Balavera! Balavera! Oh, no, I'm not a balavera. 20 hours later, just before mincha, I plan to sit on that klishim lachlius, sir. 20 hours later, that's mutter. That's called tilt l'tzarech. The Tzorach Gufa. Why? Now, 9 o'clock at night, I'm moving out of the rain, so I can sit on it and use it somehow, 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Mutter, the poskim say. So to over here, the Chazal said, Tiltu min hatzad, which is also a kind of a flaky kind of a thing. They were matu, the Tzorach Shabbos Kodesh. What's that? Everything. You're using the Mukomo, you're using the goof of the mutter, the goof of the aser. The only thing that's not included is what? Mechama letzel. To protect the varis of mechama letzel, that's not allowed, yes. Obviously, you have a case. We'll find the case. Patient, we'll find the case. We'll find the case. We will find a case shortly. Yes. What? Absolutely. Absolutely. Who said so? The base mayor said so. Simon Reish, I involve Siv Gimel. It's mutter to move, listen to this now, a candle. Tiltum and Atzad, lihishtamesh la'oro. The oro is Zachta Muxa. Oh. Comes the Alter Rebbe and says something amazing. Alter Rebbe and Simon Reish, I involve Sif Yud. I think it's at the bottom. Under the Aruch HaShulchan of the Alter Rebbe. In Reish Ayin Vav Sif Yud, he says something very similar, Rabosai. The Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe. He says like this. Ein hetel a tatel a tzorach a mukta, atzmo, ela kede lishtamish beguf a mukta, but not mecham a letzel. So the thrust in a one line or the next to the last line in the parentheses is in this direction. And in Sifkot and Gimel, the Kuntres Acharon, he goes further than that. He says like this, how come, he asks, Tosfos know how to learn, Emes? Emes agrees? Tosfos know how to learn? Yeah? Everyone agrees. Tell us what it is. Tosis, that this Mem Gimel Mandala Tosis had a whole Amarocha with the Re, the whole business, Siltum and Atzadis, Mutal and Tzorach, Dover and Mutal and Tzorach, Mekomo and Alatzorach, Dover Asa. They left that one basic kasha, which the Rosh asked, which the Ran asked. They never asked it. A two-letter word. What is it? Kash. Why didn't Tosis ask from Kash? Silence. He says, look on Tosis. They quoted Kash. And from there, the Rosh had his whole problem. And how come Tosis was a silent? Ki atosis tirtuzeh, the mashakos of the shani tiltul, the mace mikula, v'rotz lomar, the daf kodumi, the mace osur, shatiltul ein bo shum tzorech, mash egen v'kash alamita lishkov olov. I would never understand what he's talking about, frankly, not because it's Kabbalah, I just I wouldn't understand what the words meant. You know, the words were, I didn't read the whole thing. But I think the Megillah Sefer is correct that this is what the Alter Rebbe is driving at. Not only that, but it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that. It really goes beyond that. That's what I want to get into. It goes beyond that. If this is correct, Rebbe Osai, if this is correct, there's no longer any need to give all the Torahs. The Rosh's Torah, for example. The Rosh's Torah is, you know, I have an altogether new idea of Tilta Beguva Kalachayad. What forced me into this idea? Otherwise, there's no way to explain how you're permitted to move the kash, the tzorach, davar asa. The Ran said, you don't want to sleep on the kash. The Rosh didn't say that. That's not Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. Come with a new idea. Says the Megillah Sefer, but if you learn this new pshat, tiltul kash, to sleep on the kash, that's the equivalent of the tzorach, davar amutas, the tzorach Shabbos. I want to go to sleep on Shabbos. There are some people tonight who may have not have beds. So they have to sleep on cash, or the equivalent. A strap for cash. So, we say, oh, tiltu begufo kalachayad is a new hetzer. No! When you're adjusting the cash with your body, that's called tiltu, that's called a tzorech. Because the tzorach doesn't mean alumdus, it's a bit kavana. No! The tzorach means the tzorach Shabbos Kodesh. What bigger need on Shabbos Kodesh, with the possible exception of chont, is there that to fall asleep? Sheina Meshubachas. The new churma, but you got to see tonight, say, the covered Shabbos Kodesh, and you fall asleep. Maybe. Gewaltig. Mela, since we paskin like the Rosh Rabosai and the Mechaba paskin like the Rosh. The Mechaba paskin like the Rosh. Mela, we understand the Chora that this Svara of the Alter Rebbe, with all due respect to the Rebbe, and to the Beis Meir, and to the Prima Godim, is rejected. Because if it would be accepted, you'd have no basis for the altogether new idea of the Rosh. That tilted the gufo, kalachayad, they had the gama. Now, Rabosai, we're going to show it in the Gemara is mashma this way. Let's go back to the Gemara. Let me be showing it. Unbelievable. I'm reading to you from Megillah Sefer, Simen Mem Dalid. Meridik, I'm telling you. We were until now in Tes, and now we're moving over to Yud. Yud goes back to our daf. I mean, what's our daf? What's our daf already? Sure, Kuf Mem Beis, that's our daf. Let's go back to our daf, Rabbi Sa. Come on, it's our daf. We had a svar yesterday in discussing the case of the Evan Shiva Kalkola. Right? The Evan Gufa Nasis Dolphin La Kalkola. So the pilpul yesterday, it's a special cooler that it's bottled to the berries. So I mentioned briefly yesterday, wait a minute! This should be much more chomer than anything else. Why? This is a chetiltel min atzad. The tzar of davar aser. You want the rock, you need the rock. Without the rock, there's a gaping hole, all the fruits fall out, you need the rock. So I'm a furish gemara, substantiating the base mayor and the prima godim. When it says over here you're allowed to carry this tiltum and atzad, and even though you're using the rock, and you want the rock, you need the rock, zemenach mefurish, according to op shot. What's op shot? That's mutl tzarach davar. The tzarach davar hamutl, the tzarach makomo. But here you need the rock. What does Tosfos say? The top Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos the kasha. V'yimtoma v'gabekot nami nishadu le'evim yodo v'amai shor le'taltal imo evim. V'yesh loma. Im yashlichu miyodo yitzak atinuk v'yivke. Guess what you want again? What do you want? What do you want in your baby's hand? What? The rock. Gevalt. The Chazanish has this kasha. Chazanish doesn't understand what's going on over here. He doesn't understand it. It's the Chazanish of also. You want the rock. So according to this Mahalach of the Prima God of the Beis Meir, it's Miyusha Matuf Tam Vadas. You want the rock. Now you don't want the rock to be stolen. You want to use the rock as a pacifier for your baby. Wow. So now, given this Gemara, the shoe was on the other foot. The Rosh and Iran didn't know Shas. The Rosh and Iran didn't know Shas. They never learned Aleph Daf. The Rosh and Iran didn't see this Gemara. The Rosh and Iran didn't understand that you're going to use the Davar Aser, the Mokom Acher, that's called somehow the Tzor of Shabbos, the equivalent of Tzor of Davar Mutta Mekomo. The Russian Iran didn't, they skipped this daf, but they missed this Shia one day. What are they doing with this Gemara? So here's the Yisod, Rabbi Osai. A major Yisod. In this Gemara, Kuf Mem Beis, do you really want the rock? Is your ultimate goal the rock? Your ultimate goal is the fruits. And if your baby has a rock, your ultimate goal is the rock. Your ultimate goal is the baby. Say the Rosh and Iran, it's your ultimate goal is Kovev. This fits in with my Shtickle Torah. Your ultimate, we go on ultimate goals. Your short-term goal is to bring the rocks so the baby shouldn't cry, to bring the rocks so the fruit shouldn't fall out. But when you have to discuss this trip, this double or triple tiltal, whatever it may be, your ultimate goal determined. And your ultimate goal is the Davar HaMutter. Meridik. This is Pshat and Alter Rebbe. This is what Shlomo of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says. It's a steer and Alter Rebbe. What's a steer and Alter Rebbe? Over here, in Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Dalet, the Rebbe paskins against the base man, the Prima Godin. The Rebbe says that you're not permitted to move a table with the candle on the table, if your intention is to, your ultimate intention is to have light in a different place. Now, what do I mean by that? I have my candle here sitting in the base medrash, I'm learning about smother. And now I decide that serving cholent downstairs, and I'm not going to miss out on cholent Friday night. That's a mitzvah gomer, mitzvah gemura. So what do I do? I take my tray with my candle on it from the base medrash, carry it downstairs. What do I want the tray downstairs? No, I want the candle downstairs. I can eat cholent and learn at the same time. Mamish, shnei olamas. Yeah. Said out the Rebbe, shnei olamas, but it's awesome. Can't do it. According to the Prima Godin, and according to the Beis Meir, it's mutter to do it. Beis Meir is matter exactly that. If the Beis Meir is wrong. That's in Shin Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Dal. Okay, good. Follows the majority opinion. But then, it's in Reish Ayin Zion. Sif Vov, the same Alter Lubavitcher Rebbe, says as follows. If I need the table, why? There's so many people downstairs, it's mamish. I know I'm not eating my chont. I can't put myself down. I need the table to eat the chote. Okay, good. So I'll take a table out to eat the chote. Meanwhile, on the table happens to be a candle. You know? Spill it to the chote with this guy. I don't need it that much, but I mean, I can have the candle. I wouldn't mind having the candle down to be able to enjoy this, to see every nuance of the chote, to be able to enjoy it better. But my real intention is to carry the table. There are no tables downstairs. If Khalil, I get really scared for cash, and make Khalil come to that matzah. It's almost only chairs, like up and down. All right? So, Luyu Tzu has a matzah. Says out the Rebbe's mutter. It's a difference. In both cases, it sounds like it's the same thing. You have a table with a candle. One place it says it's also, one says mutter. Here's the answer. It depends what your ultimate intention is. If your ultimate intention is for the candle, if you want to read by the candlelight, and the table is just a trick to get it over there, that's awesome. If your ultimate intention is the table itself, to eat cholent, then it's mutter. Who said so? The Shmir is Shabbos kilchoso. Perek chof he'ara kuf samach ches. Those who have it to look inside. It's on page Reish Nun Beis. He quotes him Shlomo Zalman, who says, "Reisi beis meir primogodim say a certain way, yesh al mi lismo." So Rabbi Sefer here, Rabbi Megillah Sefer, is upset with Shlomo Zalman. What do you mean yesh al mi lismo? It's against the Mechaber. It's the Mechaber quoted the Rosh. He's obviously not holding like the beis meir primogodim. Aye, but it seems to be a psastira in Shulchan Aruch Harav. Here's the Nakuda. I in Shulchan Aruch Harav. If tzarech as a heter b'makom acher mutal taltlo al habukta she'olam kagon shu tzarech ola ne'er b'makom acher, that's okay. Even though what it's ma'ir she'ikar ritzona hu l'taltlo as a shulchan b'makom acher achein erotz l'na'as ha'ner b'shein erotz l'hafzat ha'nos 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 ha'me'or alam kavanosu k'dei le'honos mishneh b'makom acher moda di'osur. So again, the Yikah Kavon is Koveya. Beautiful. All found in Ha'ara Kuf Samaches. Comes the Megillah Sefer and says, this nuance is Mefurish in the Gemara. Mefurish in the Gemara. Why? Kuf Membeis. Kuf Membeis. You want the rock, Rabbi Osai. But your ultimate goal is what? Is the fruits. So it's mutter. And he doesn't understand because the Chazonish doesn't accept this. Because the Chazonish is bothered in the case of the Tosfos, of the Tinok. He doesn't, what is Tosfos Kasha? What do you mean? Tosfos Kasha, why do you ask him to in Toba Gabe Kotten Nami Nishadil Evan Miyodo Vamai Shorotel Tulei Evan? And they're going back and forth. So the Chazanish that he thinks is considered to be Tzorach Dover or Osir. Frank Megillah Sefer, he doesn't understand the Chazanish, the holy Chazanish. How can he say it's considered to be the Tzorach Dover or Osir, the Kashan Tos? But Chazanish believed in Gemara, Talmud Bavli believed it. He devoted his whole life to Talmud Bavli. So Talmud Bavli is Mefurish over here, by Kalkola, with the Evid, with Dolphin the Kalkola, this is so it's Mefurish. That's considered to be somehow a category, at least not the absolute case, not the prima godam and beis meir's case, but the alter rebbe's case. Your ultimate goal is the davar hamutter. Your intermediate goal, your short-term goal, is to have the rock to preserve the apples. That's called tiltum on atzad is mutter in that case. So what's the chazanish asking a kasha when it comes to the baby with the rock? And he has a tzarachin against the holy chazanish. La'niyus daiti, we can make the following. We have to defend the chazanish at all costs. I'll tell you what I think the terrors would be. Rabbi, are there two things or three things? That's the difference. In the case of the Gemara, there are three things. What three things? You have a basket, you have fruits, and you have a rack. There you have no brayer but to agree with the Yisod of the Shemir Shabbos, of the Alter Rebbe. You have no choice, a Gemara. What are you going to do? A Gemara is a Gemara is a Gemara. So therefore we say the Evan, this reminds me of the story we said yesterday. the Eved is secondary to the fruits, because you really want the fruits. And the Mela, we view the whole contents of the basket as being carrying for a permissible purpose, and it's mutter, shine. But in the case that Torah Techazi does not understand, there are only two things. The baby with the rock. The baby with the rock. That's it, only two things. And so to the case of the Alter Rebbe, with the candle, with the Nair. Only two things. Then, there is no bittul before you get to what is in his hands. I mentioned yesterday, my version of the Svarot suggested. If the bittul takes place before you have to analyze what's in your hands, you're much better off. That's the case in the Evan, the Kalkol, and the Paris. Not the case, not in the case of the Evan, the Yadatinov, and not in the Alter Rebbe's case. So Chazish could argue in the Alter Rebbe, not be against the Gemara. That's my terrace. My territory, otherwise he lives with Chazish with Tzarachi and Godolov somehow. Can't be. He knew call a Torah cool. Can't be, they can't leave him with a Tzarachi. It's impossible. Impossible. Okay. Sure enough. Before we go on, I want to just say one more footnote. He has footnote 3, which is fascinating. Fascinating. Let me give you the contents of footnote 3, on page Resh Mem Zayin, Ramaz. Maybe Remez. All right, we won't talk about that now. So, in this footnote, it's the following idea. Chazanish, Niskash Emorah Devram, on Tosis here. Tareshani Hocha, should Tzorach Lehem and the Shashay Abo Satinok, Vizel Tutl Tzorach Dover Osir. What's he saying? A Tosis is learning, Rabbi Osai, that it should be had to go back to our opening shear on Perek Nodah, I think it was Monday. Opening shear. Is it a special heter over here, Mishim Choli, or not? Everyone came up with me after the shear. Yes, no, one way, the other way. Most people came to me to tell me that they thought that I was off barking up the wrong tree, and that Tosis agrees with Rashi. Some kind of special het. Not the way I presented the kasha from before. Tosis agrees with Rashi. It's a special het. It's a special het. Oh. So he writes like this. Don't blame me. I'm Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega asked the following kasha. This kasha, Moro Devrayim. Diemkein b'yesh lo gaguim, sheyesh lo tzorach b'tzilt latinov, yesh lahat midina, I terse b'feirish, it's os midina with a heter of choli, as if Kivegas kashi had no terrors. We mentioned this on Monday. And the Chazish is the same kashi. V'nira kavanos, this is what he says, footnote 3. Shereh tozen is kashi, madua shlo yashtach as a even miyaratinov, what did I answer? Ain't a tzorach kol kach. How did I answer ain't a tzorach kol kach? Not such a big tzorach to move the baby. I lied to you. Not on purpose. I don't have a Tosa Rush. If Tosa Rush says, ain't a tzorach kol kach. Take a look here. It's ain't a tzorach kol kach. Right over here in the second narrow line. The Eshloman and the Tzorach Kol Kach Tutl Atinuk. I don't need to move him so much. Wrong. Tosafot Rush says, and a Tzorach Kol Kach Tutl Atinuk, quote, V'ha Evan B'yodo. Oh. That's the word. You don't need the Evan so much. V'lochen gam b'yeshlo gaguim eino mutu midina kemen shalomai siyocha l'nair v'tiru rak b'shem chashash choli. Tosis is also working with the Chashash Choli. Not so clear in the word, because Tosis left out those key words in Tosa Rush. V'o'evin b'yodo. Look, it's hard on this to follow. I forgot since Monday. Look it up in this footnote 3. It's worth looking inside. Very beautiful. Footnote 3. Narabosa. Now, let's go back to the case of the Muchni. Rabbi, we have to now talk about Muchni. Muchni is a big sugya. Mem, Dalet, Omid, Bey, the sugya of Muchni. So So the Megillah Sefer goes on its merry way. We started with Tes, then Yud, now we're in Yud Aleph. Meridik. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Everyone knows the Sugya of Mukhti. We should know it by heart. It's a few lines. It's a Mishnah Kalim. It's a Mishnah Kalim. Why is it prohibited, Rabbi Osai, to move the Shida, which is the carriage, which also moves the Mukhti, according to the Shad of Rashi Tosis, it's a carriage with a wheel. Right? The Shida is the carriage and the Mukhti is the wheel. Why can't I pull the carriage and the wheel will also move? So what? So what? Tiltumin atzad. There's a chazadish, I'll tell you why not. At tiltumin atzad, the tzorof davar osur. Why? You need that wheel. The carriage only goes on wheels. Since you need the wheel, it's a tiltlet of min atzad, the tzorof davar osur. So it says here in the Gemara, Mem Dalet and Beis, but they quote the Mishnah from Kalim. Vein Gorin also b'Shabbos, which is understood, you can't pull the wagon and the wheels will move. Why not? Tilt them on atzad. This Chazanish, no. It's a tzarech davar also because you need the wheels. The problem is, what are you going to do with the Alter Rebbe? And Alter Rebbe, we say to Mefurash Gemara, Kemat, Kufman Beis. According to the Alter Rebbe, who says your ultimate goal determines what's the ultimate goal? Not to pull the wheel, to pull the carriage with its contents, not the wheel. So therefore, we go back to square one. Why can't you pull the wagon? Even though as a result, the wheel is moving to allow the wagon to move. That's exactly the case which the Alter Rebbe said is mutter. That's the kasha, tremendous kasha. He gives the teretz of Osai which knocks your socks off. He says, what we've been talking about until now, is talking about two separate and distinct items. Until now, Rabosai, everything we've discussed until now, everything's separable. Everything's separable. This is I have a candle on a table, I have a rock on a basket, I have a rock in a baby's hand. Separable. Here, not so poshut. Here, we're talking about the word separable is a bad word. Separated. Because here, although it's nishmetes, it's something which can be separated, but right now it's together. I have a wagon, and I built it, prefab wagon, and I took the wagon, and I boop, knocked it into the carriage, and now it's tight, very tight enough, it can go 50 miles without falling off. That's very tight. So then it's one item. If it's one item, this header won't work. What's the love of this Rebbe Osai? If I have two separate items, that's where my lovers can come in. What's that? I'm carrying the main item, the item that I really want the most, and everything else is secondary, it goes by itself. That works by two separate and distinct items. But where the items are one, I have a wagon with a wheel, I'm carrying the wagon, and the wheel is secondary. What do you mean the wheel? The wheel's part of the wagon. Even the shmedit is part of the wagon. And this he starts quoting over here, the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Chof, or a Reish Chav Beis, but since not everybody has that in front, why don't we start with a Mishnah Berurah? We haven't opened them for a day. It's unheard of. We haven't opened Mishnah Berurah. Shara Tzion Rabosai Shin Tes Sifkotten Chav Dalet. Shin Tes Sifkotten Chav Dalet. Please look. Shin Tes and Shara Tzion Sifkotten Chav Dalet. An important question. An important question. Let's read the Mishnah Berurah first. What's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? I have candlesticks on a tablecloth. So the Mogad Avraham apparently holds the tablecloth is not considered a bus for the candlesticks at all. Why? The tablecloth is for the table, not for the candlesticks. This reminds us of Rashi. We spoke about it after an Aleph. Right? It's for the bottom, not for the top. Okay. Others disagree. Assume we disagree and say there is a potential problem of buses, What is the basis? How much of the tablecloth is the basis? How much? How much is it? How much is it? So the Yesh Machmirim because there, right after the bracket, the little Chavdal, they go argue on the Magen Avraham. Who ataz Chavdal? Ulidei Mashim Reprim Begodim, the Mapa El Yona Osa B'mokom Hamodas HaMenorah. Ulevush Esrod Mashma, the ataz Machmir B'chol HaMapa. Here's the question. How much of the tablecloth is a basis? Is it only the thing which is directly underneath the candlesticks? Or is it the entire tablecloth? Or is it not at all? If it's not at all, it's the Magen Avraham. Okay, not at all. Different story. But if it is a basis, how much? How much? Is it just the little part? Or is the entire tablecloth? So the Shemir Shabbos quotes from the Eish Lavrama Buchach, who says, and what it is, he has Madura Kama, Madura Tinyana. I looked it up in the beautiful New Shulchan Aruch. Madura Tinyana, maybe it's Mutter, and Kama is that it's us. Everything is us. Says the Megillah Sefer, I also say it's us. Why is it us? So here we have to get to some halacha l'maisa mamish. Rabosai, yes, last Friday night, we don't talk theoretics, somebody found dollars in his pocket. I think it was a $10 bill and to the $1 bill, from what I was able to perceive. It's a lot of money. So they hang it up on the hanger. I don't plan to use it for the whole Shabbos. All of a sudden, Shabbos Friday night, poof, I get hit with chomp. Not much, a direct hit. And I have to change my shirt. But the question is, though, now what? Can I wear that shirt? I left dollars in the pocket. Or can I wear those pants? Took a direct hit. So the post comes to sit with the, you ever have you shirt pocket is part of the shirt. Take away the whole pocket, including behind, and end up with a gaping hole in the shirt. The pants pocket, take away the whole pocket, the pants are still there. I mean, as a difference, the Truma Sadasha talks about that. A kiss which is tougher for Bukulo, or a kiss which is only peas, pia, the shirt pocket as part of the shirt. Take away the whole pocket, including behind, and end up with a gaping hole in the shirt. The pants pocket, take away the whole pocket, the pants are still there. As a difference, the Truma Sadash talks about that. A kiss which is tougher bakulo, or a kiss which is only pia kosher a tougher. That's if you look at the Magen Avraham quotes all this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes all this, it's all there. So the Magen Avraham says, based on the Beis Yosef and the Siman Shin test, based on the Truma Sadash and Siman Samach test, we have it all here, that if the kiss is ain't a tefura lebeged ela bepia, it's like the pants pocket, it's not a busis. But if it's a shirt pocket, then it is a busis. How much is a busis? The lashon there is that the entire shirt is a busis. Wow. Based on the Magen Avraham. And the Priva Gadim says over here that only what? The part of the tablecloth is a busis. Only the part that's under the candles is a busis. What? The Priva Gadim is going to argue in the Magen Avraham, the Shkeheret Gevar. I repeat again the problem. When it comes to the shirt, the Magen Avraham, the whole shirt is a busis. When it comes to the tablecloth, only the part underneath the candles is a busis. Halodavu, that's a problem. What's the answer? The shirt is one shirt. That's all. The whole thing is one unit. So what's the Prima Gadim being mati here? The Prima Gadim is being mati here not to move the whole tablecloth. That's one tablecloth. If you look in the Lashon of the Prima Gadim, he doesn't point this out, but I made this deal. The Prima Gadim's Lashon is mutar lekapel. It's mutar to fold over the part of the tablecloth which is not directly under the candlestick. That's it. He doesn't take and move the whole tablecloth. He can't move the whole tablecloth. Because if you move the whole tablecloth, you're also indirectly moving the part of the table which is once under the candles. So if a guy removes the candles from the table, you can't move it. You can't move any of it. Because it's all one unit. Not allowed. Oh. Fine. So what does this leave us with? The following major question. Can I see this? No, you know. Can I move this on Shabbos? Lamaisa Mamsh. Can I move this on Shabbos? What do you think? Look at this. Oh, look at this. This is gewaldig. What is this? Empty paper. Assuming empty paper is problem. Can I move the whole spiral notebook on Shabbos? I'm moving it. I'm also moving this. Look, I say 50 pages, at least empty pages. Waiting to be filled with Gevaldig Chiddush Torah. But right now they're empty. So far it's a problem. Because it's all, you'll say, look, I'm not moving, I'm not going to pick it up from there, I'll pick it up from here. He has all the Torah. And this is going to move incidentally. It's a chatilta menatza, the Torah of the Avraham Mutter. But what we're saying so far, that only applies with two totally different things. But if the two things are mamish, one unit, they're together, so then perhaps this heter wouldn't apply. Wait a minute. You mean we're going to leave this year Friday afternoon and say you can't move any of the notebooks on Shabbos? So if you look at the in the Megillah Sefer, you want to look it up, page Reish Mem Ches now. He says, quote the Shemir Shabbos Melchosa, Perek Chof Sif Pei Dalet, Mach Beret Shekzuva Bechel Koshem, Hina says, Beglal Adap Marekim Shabba, Lididan Nira Lesor. He says, even if you hold on to the Dap Maksuvim, Gam Ken Yesh Lesor, Kevan Shadap Marekim Hem Dover Echot of Adap Maksuvim, Vaosar Dutat Lesarekim, Maga Maksuvim. That's what he says, based upon this whole Mahalach. He came with the whole tablecloth, even though only part of it is the buses. You can only fold up the part without moving that part underneath. Yes, Ellie? What about a loose leaf? Loose leaf. I saw Rav Moshe, they have that Lamed Vav Samach Lamed Yud Fei. Should also be awesome. Because it's the empty pages. A loose leaf would be like a Muchni with the Shmetes. And I don't know, could you pull up papers to paper out of that spiral notebook? Could not that shy.
You could, but then you can do that.
Yeah, I would need note to the say it's called Emnishmet. We have those old notebooks. The notebooks know when they're glued together. Emnishmetis. But the chora it's a problem even in both cases. So on both sides, I'm out of time. And the Shabbos is tonight. Let me tell you, bottom line, it's mutter. I can't tell you why. You want to look it up, you see it, and later on he changed his mind in the next paragraph. Put a riot, we have to give a little explanation why. But it is a very, so far he's explaining very well why it should have been awesome. So tune in on Sunday, we'll find out why it really is what.
So wherever he's, Matthew's,
begin as always an hour daf, Kuf Mem Beis. Wanted to show you three things on Kuf Mem Beis. Amar Aleph, as we had spoken about on our own, and I found certain things in the Rishonim. The first mitzvah on the Perek is something which we had suggested. And there's a lot of criticism. I'll read it to you. Very first line, under the notal other as a benova even biyodo. Mark says, Gagu and Alaviv. Shemhoya notal as a even biyodo shaltino koyamitstar the yovo lide choli. Imagine that? Take the candy away from the baby, you get sick. That's what the Ritva said. What would Dr. Spock say about this? Unbelievable. It's a Ritva. It's a Ritva. And therefore the Chachamim allowed him to do it. So the Ritva says it's Tiltum and Atzad, and it's Mutta b'mokom choli. Of course the question becomes, Tiltum and Atzad doesn't need Mokum Choli. That was the whole Rabbi Kivega. It was going back and forth. What is it? Is there a special heter of Mokum Choli? Or is the general kula of Tiltum and Atzad? So, Mineu Bein the Ritva. Says the Ovalde Choli, Nekachi, Tikilu Chachamim Lo, Vitilo Tiltul Ze, Shayadei Beno, Ta Tiltum and Atzad, Vayade Dover Hamutter. What do you mean, Ayadei Dover Hamutter? Strange lotion. It means the baby is a davar amutter. So it sounds like he's saying, "Otul ben atzad is davar amutter." The chol we don't need choli. That's exactly the kasha of the kivegar is. It's a steer in ayobay. A steer in ayobay. Well, next page, the Ritva says as follows. Quote. Hossam, where we matter these things, is the tzorach ochel nefesh ushar tzorach e Shabbos. Avol shalol le tzorach hossam. Umeshem hochi yitzvachina hochel le tamad ben sheyesh lo gagu im alovit. A It means only the tzorach of whole nefesh, tzorach of Shabbos, but this doesn't qualify. We asked this question in our first shiur last week. It's already a week ago. We started this parak almost a week ago. So we asked the question, what? The baby is not enough of a tzorach compared to food? Said the ritual, you betcha. Chont, it's chont. You understand what that means? Oh, whole nefesh. It's in this nature. And the baby has to go from here to there. That's not considered this category of tzorach. And there was a special requirement to have a heter of makom choli. Two remarkable ritvas. It's interesting, I saw this combination is implicit in the Mishnah Brewer himself. I saw this quote of the Sefer, Shalme Yehonasa, Gevaldig Sefer. At the beginning of Simon Shintes, the Mechavis is a Lashon, Shim Lo Yidlenu Yechle, he has Rashi, question of Choli. Yet, the Mishnah Brura in Sifkot and Beis quotes Tosfos. Yash the Rebbe miyado, Yesh Loma sheyitzak atinak v'yivke. Rebbeinu shel olam. That's Tosfos Shita. But we're talking about Mokum Choli. So the answer, you see, I was like the Ritva, Dr. Spock. Take the rock from the baby, then it's going to cry, you're going to get sick. Mamish. Okay. Fine. Fascinating. Okay. Now, we use the expression of tiltu ben atzad. The Ritva has it. The Tosfos Rit has it. And he's wondering why Rashi didn't say it. He's saying Rashi didn't say tiltu ben atzad, because the Pashtus is, if it would be tiltu ben atzad, it might be viewed as potentially, anyways, it's Tzorach Dover HaMutter. So, and Rashi never used the word Tiltu Min Atzad over here. So the Tosfos Rit says, Inami Eshtom at the time of the Mastis Nimishin to Tiltu Min Atzad, Lav Shmei Tiltu. No, it's Tiltu Min Atzad. The question is, Rashi didn't appear to understand that way. Hamor Epirish, the Tinek Shishlagagu and Alavev Shim Lo Yitlen Aril Nechle Lo Amidu Tiltu Shalo Biyodayim Agav Sakona. Even though it's not a Sakona Sefashis. And it's Zorach calls that. We don't need all this. Just say Tiltu Min Atzad, the Zorach Tover Hamutter. Ah, you also need the Evan. Nu, you have the Gemara Kuf Mem Beis. You also need the Evan and the Kalkola. And then Mat, the Tiltu Min Atzad. So says the Tosfos Rit, he doesn't understand Rashi. So the Ritva said his Pshat, not considered the Torah. Alright, so he couldn't believe the Pshat. Even I have trouble... So Rav Shlomo Zalman says a word in Perek Chav Beis Oret Tzadites. He says, you know, Ein ze shinui uregilin bekach. This is Rashi l'shitoso. Rashi, remember, I read you Rashi Mem Gimel Amad Beis. Rashi says, Kalach Hayat. Remember, it's a poem. Bin Atzad Kalach Hayat. Has to be abnormal. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not considered to be abnormal. Because the question is Rashi limiting himself to the abnormal? So when the Ran quotes that Rashi, he doesn't say it that way. Take a look on the Ran in the third parak, that's Daf Chof Amud Beis, the same Daf that we keep going back to with Daf Harif. Back to it again. Chof Amud Beis, page 40. So the Ran on the fourth line of the page, Tiltu Min Atzad Miki Ki Agavna Arminan Shayadei Dover HaNitl Metaltal Dover Shena Nitl. That's how we always thought Tiltu Min Atzad meant. In the narrow line, the Midirei Rashi Zal Nirash Afilu Hofei Chameis Mamish Kevin Shumatat Lo Kalachayat Tiltu Min Atzad Mikri. When the Ran quoted Rashi, he didn't say that Rashi held that's the only definition of Tiltu Min Atzad. Rather, that's an additional definition. But the primary definition is Aide Dover HaNitl. How do you know this? He didn't quote any source. So the Pasha says he knows it from the Sugga Kuf Mem Beis Amud Beis. Also our daf. You're moving something with you have money on the pillow, you move from here to there, or a rock on a barrel. I pointed out to you last week that the Gemara never used the expression Tiltul Me'atzad over there. So I wonder what Rashi would say about that. But presumably the Ran at least held that Rashi didn't mean it's only Kalachayat. That's true, that's how the Ran reads over here. So then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Teretz is not so pashut. Not so pashut. So I finally found what I said. My Teretz. I found it in print. In the Sefer Shalmi Onas, the Teretz I gave you was that Tiltul Me'atzad is I'm carrying a table, and on the table is a tape recorder. So the tape recorder is secondary to the table. Fine. That's only true, I told you then, has an object on an object. So it's secondary one. It's all we're talking in the realm of objects. Objects, things. So one is secondary to another. You're carrying a baby. You don't say the rock is on the baby, secondary to the baby. The rock, the baby's holding the rock. I'm holding and the baby's holding. That you can't say the rock is secondary to the baby. You can't use that. You can't say that kind of a lush. And therefore, it's not called Tiltul Me'atzad. That's the best teretz of Rashi. Better than Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's teretz and then the Ritva's teretz. I think it fits into the words. That's what the teretz I gave you. I said that. So I was mechadish, something which was never said before. So I was mechaber to a recent mechaber. But he says the same kind of a svara. So I thought it's more karov to the pshat. That's my opening for today. Going back to the very beginning. Kuf mem beis amud aleph. Our daf. Okay. Narav osai. Look at the lashon of the Rif. The Rif is the one who was quoted as one of the originators of this distinction in Tiltul Me'atzad, depending on what the purpose is. Let's read the lashon of the Rif inside. Right here at the same page, page 40. He's bothered by the kasha. What's going on over here? Tiltul Me'atzad is Shmei Tiltul. The Rif halfway down the daf. Kashalon. We learned in Kuf Kav Gimel. That's not true. He passed like Elazar ben Tzadoy. What's going on over here? Here's the answer. Ki Arminan Tiltul Me'atzad Shmei Tiltul Hanim Midikon Avonim V'chayotzi Behu. The Enon Tzorach Shabbos. The Osl Tal V'Memokom L'Mokom Dubi Demeis Kid Arminan. Avol Paga Shetonda B'Tevin U'Pugla V'Charoro Shetonda B'Remetz. You get an impression from the Rif that has nothing to do with our lumdus. We have a lumdus. We like lumdus. Our lumdus was Tiltul Me'atzad is a double tiltul. How do you define it? Is it? So we suggested an upshot is found explicitly in Chazon Ish that when you're doing the Tzorach Davar HaMutter, we label the whole double tiltul as a tiltul of Tzorach Davar HaMutter, as a tiltul Davar HaMutter, and the Davar Asa never schleps along by itself, as if it happened by itself. We talto me'elav, sort of. Now you're doing it. But if you're doing it for the purpose of the Davar, ha-asr, so your kavana determines that you're doing it for the purpose of the Davar Asa. It's called tiltul Davar Asa. That's not how the Rif reads. Rif reads the question, what's Tzorach Shabbos? You already mentioned this last week. This is the Rif. It's just Tzorach Shabbos. Tzorach Shabbos, that's all. Tzorach Shabbos, you need you. War than Av Kamina last week. That even if you need the Davar HaAsur, believe it or not, that's also going to be Mutter. What's not Mutter? What's not Mutter is for money. For cash. That's what I call Tzorach Shabbos. If I have a Davar HaMutter, a Davar HaAsur, which is going to get destroyed, lost, even Nebuch the Mace is going to be burned up or be stolen, as much as our sympathies lie in this case, you can't call that a tzorach Shabbos. So if you're going to be metal for something that's going to otherwise be stolen or burned up, mecham on the tail, that's not called a tzorach Shabbos. Then we had a similar svara, if you remember way back where we talked about tiltum meklisha lachal yisr, that mecham on the tail is not called a tzorach Shabbos, and therefore they forbade it. Here too, the same thing as pshat on the Rif, an altogether different interpretation that we've been saying all along, based upon our own understanding, which is explicit in Chazon Ish. And perhaps we could suggest now the following. We got stuck last week with the Ran. I have to say, I spoke a little too soon. When I said that the Ran, I have to tell you that I read the Ran, I still read the Ran that way myself, but I'm wondering again, one more time to that Ran. I looked up in the Chidushim, it's Kamat verbatim. I think it's actually verbatim. Same page, page 40. The Ran, right before Tana Rabbanan, 6 lines in the bottom. He's bought about cash. What about cash? Well, how do you move cash? Hainu time of the fisha ain't no metaltlas a cash. Mepneshu tzarech lo. Elim mepneshu tzarech lo mito. V'yersh lo below tiltel a cash. M'shemochi kevel lo metaltle behedya l'kachayat shari. So we understood last week that he's not lying on the straw at all. He's lying on a hard bed. He's lying on the hard bed. So it's called tzarech makomo. So it's tzarech makomo. So tiltel menatata tzarech makomo is mutter. Comes around and says, I'll tell you chiddush that Kalachayad is the definition of tiltum and atzad, and there, even though it's not indirect, it's direct, and therefore the term makomo is muta. That's how we said pshat last week. In contradistinction to the Chazon Ish, or the super fancy pshat, brilliant pshat, Chazon Ish said, we're not going to label it as moving muksa, we're going to give it a different label, tossing and turning. He's tossing and turning in bed, and he's trying to get himself into a comfortable position, and that gets not labeled as moving muksa, that's why it's muta. So I thought that he wanted to learn Pshat in the Rosh that way also. He wanted to make Malvish Shalom Olam. I thought it was wrong in the Rosh and wrong in the Ran. So it's wrong in the Rosh, that's not me. It's a Pshat Mazama to that long note, end of Shemir Shabbos. But is he wrong in the Ran? Yeah, he himself says, I'm probably wrong in the Ran. Because after all, the Ran, it's red kipshuto, sounds like it's saying, you only want to sleep on the hard bed and not on the cash. There's only one problem. The problem is if you look on the Ran, and of kuf mem aleph, where this din is found. If you look there, you see the other way around. Please turn to that Ran, if you don't mind. It's in the end of the 20th parak. He doesn't say what we'd expect him to say. Page 116, Nun Chesam Beis. First narrow line, Masnis and Mekakash Al Gabi Amita. Rashi said, Gvalt! What we learned last week is an absolute stira. Here he says you need to want to sleep on a hard bed. You're getting rid of the straw. And here he says you want the straw. Hey, talk about a stira. So maybe the Chazon Ish is really right. The words of the Ran mean what he said. I'm just tossing and turning in bed. Maybe. Let's read the words one more time. One more time. Hainu time, back. Okay, back here on page 40. Hainu time, one more time. V'she'eino metaltles akash v'vnei she'tzorich lo. What does that mean? What does that mean? Elo v'nei she'tzorich l'mita v'yesh lo v'lo tiltel akash. What is that? It doesn't sound that much with the Chazon Ish. Too many words. That's just, it should have said, the fisha, I don't know, he's tossing and turning, and I said in Hebrew. He's tossing and turning in bed. Yes, Yoni?
I think it's actually pretty similar to the way Chazon said it, because the way he set up, it's not just.
Yeah, that's Ein Echanami. That's how the Chazon Ish read it in his original pshat. I read it again. Ein a metaltles akash mishet tzarech lo, el meishu tzarech lemita. He's just tossing and turning in his bed. Could be. I'll tell you a pshat I saw in the Sefer Shalmei Yonason. Again, interesting pshat. He himself is considered a dochak, but in the words, I think it reads a little bit better. It's like this. What's the vort, Rabosa? What's the vort? The vort is remember, let's go back. The Alter Rebbe is the one who taught us why didn't Tosis the cash from cash? Tosis quotes cash, and they never bothered with his cash. What was his teretz? His teretz was that it's considered in effect the tiltum min atzad, what we'll call the Tzorach Shabbos, because you need sleep. You need to sleep on a nice mattress, like everyone slept, Baruch Hashem, this past Friday night, 1:30 in the morning, somebody asked, we're looking for cash, and they got some cash. Baruch Hashem. So people, there was no one on the hard floor, Baruch Hashem. Nobody. Yeah. So it's Tzorach Shabbos. It's Tzorach Shabbos. That's what the Rebbe said. That explains why the Tos wasn't even bothered with the Kash from Kash. Because they understood it's the Tzorach Shabbos. Sort of along the lines of the Rif. So the question is, what about the Ran? So the suggestion is made, that's exactly what the Ran is driving at. What's the Yisod that we said, based on the Rebbe, and other Achronim as well? We said, as a Tzorach Dover or Osir is Osir, means if you want to preserve the Dover Osir, you're not using it on Shabbos. It's just a monetary matter. That's Osir, like my Klisha Malachliyasa. Whenever you want to use it on Shabbos, then it's Mutter, because then your purpose is not to preserve or to enhance the Dvar Mukta. Your purpose is to do what you want to do for Shabbos. Don't do what the Chefta, do what the Gavra. I want to do something which is good for me. I'm not interested in preserving an item which is Mukta. Okay, that's the basic thrust. If that's the case, one could have said, Pshat in the Ran like this, what's bothering the Ran? The Ran is saying like this, I understand this so very well. Yep. But here, what happens? I have straw. Straw is plain straw. Plain straw. And therefore, one might say that when I'm playing with the straw, what I'm really doing is I'm creating a mattress. I'm creating a mattress. Before there was straw, now there's a mattress. What have I done therefore? How do we tribute? How do we characterize my action? My action is I enhanced, we'll call it a chefta. Enhancing a chefta is similar to preventing a chefta from being destroyed by the elements. And therefore, one could argue it's prohibited because it's not considered to be Tzorach Shabbos. It may have a Tzorach Shabbos theme. That's why he doesn't like this trap that much, but I think there's this emes to it. But it's primarily enhancing a chefta. That's the Rana saying. That means we don't characterize his action as now he's creating a mattress. Before this point there was a straw, now there's a mattress. No, we don't view it as such. Rather, we don't say he's making a mattress. Straw is a mattress. Straw. Straw this way, straw that way. You know, I'm going to sleep this way. Someone else will want to tomorrow sleep that way. Now I'm creating a new chefza. Same old chefza, just that my pula sagavra, my sleep, is going to be, what's the guy's name? Pat Summerall? What's the guy who makes the advertising? This is Pat Summerall. What's it called again? Duck's bed. Yeah, he says, I've never had ducks. You know, he's taking up some straw and he's in some more. He's not making a duck's bed. That would be Tzorach Lo. That would be prohibited on Shabbos. He's just making he's pushing the straw this way and tomorrow push it, someone else push it that way. That's all. It's not considered a chefta enhancer. It's just enabling him to fall asleep, and that's why it's permissible. That's a possible pshat in the Ran. It seems to be closer to the words than the Chazon Ish, which I'm not saying the Chazon Ish is wrong, Chalila. I'm wrong. I said last week that the package you read these words into the Ran, the Pashpa on the Ran is he only wants to sleep on the hard bed. But I was unaware of the fact that the Ran himself, in the 20th paragraph, says like Rashi, he wants to sleep with a soft straw. So we have to start scurrying for different interpretations. Chazanish is certainly one alternative. And this Shalmei Yonas has suggested a second one, which to me sounds more close to the actual word. It sounds more close to the actual word. That's what I think. Okay. Fine. Item 2. All right. Now, Rabosai. Let's continue. We left off on Friday. Again, all this is according to the interpretation of the Rif. The pshat which we gave what we call the Chasnish's Pshat, fits in better with the words of the Rosh. And in fact, that's Mamash Gavaldik. The Rosh is the one who held that you have a major problem over here with respect to the Kash. You can't give these Terutzim. Certainly this Terutz that we just suggested in Iran wouldn't work according to the Rosh, because the Rosh understands a Tultum and Atzad, the Tzorach Dabra Mutter is Mutter because you're not moving the Tzorach at all, but here it's direct. So the Rosh was forced to come up with this Wapa Chiddush of Tiltul Begufa Kalachayad, which the Ran presumably did not accept. Okay, so it all fits in. So it'll come out that wasn't trying to distinction between Mutter and Usr. The Rif learns it's Tzorach Shabbos. So assume the Ran goes that way, although, frankly, the Ran and Dibri Masal of the Kash also doesn't sound that way. It sounds like more Golumdish star. But all right, we'll assume he means the Tzorach Shabbos theme. And the Rosh, who held the more Lumdish view, that your Kavanah determines how we label the carrying, was saying it's Torah Hamut and the Muktas and the Mitalta sort of quote Me'elov, he got stuck with Kash and he got on a totally different approach of Kalachayad Begufo, whereas the Ran incorporates it into the general theme of Tiltum and Atzad as he understood it based upon the Rift. Fine. Okay. Now, Rabosai. We left off on Friday in the Sugya of Memdalid Amud Memdalamid base. Okay, what's the sugya? Let's open up to Memdalamid base. At the same time, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. In the case of Mukhni, what exactly is a Mukhni? We're assuming for the moment that we'll see that there are two different interpretations. What the words mean, Pashup. What the words mean. For the moment, we'll learn the Pashup Shad and Rashi and Tosis. Memdalamid base is it's a wagon with a wheel. Okay, the wagon with a wheel. Fine, a wagon with a wheel is a question of bus. There are two kinds, nishmetes and eina nishmetes. So it's both mishnayos in the Mishnah and Kalim. And here it's quoted that in the case of nishmetes, then ein gorin osa b'shabes b'zman sheyesh aleha mos. Okay, but if eina nishmetes, it's not true. And the question is, why not? Why by Emunah Shemetes is this not true? That's the problem. Why not? Why not? So Tosa says, "Ein Goren Osa B'Shabbos Man Sheyesh Lo Mos." The first Rishi, "Tachshin Shemetes Hu Kli Lefnei Atzma." Avak She'ein Emunah Shemetes Mutal LeGorera Afal Pi Sheyesh Lo Mos. The cave and she'en al gabe yashida shehikar akli shari. What does that mean? I got the impression that Tosis is saying we view you as carrying the shida. What about the mukhni? It comes along, forgive the expression, for the ride. You're not really moving the mukhni, it just sort of schleps along in a, what I'll call in the Chazanish-esque fashion. It's mitalto sort of me'elo. You're pulling the carriage and the wheel comes along. You're not viewed as moving the, that's how I read the Tosis. You're not moving the wheel. The wheel just comes along. Interestingly, the Mogen Avraham says that if this is kind of a case, you're not required to shake the money off the wheel. He's talking about a kiss, which is his comparison. We'll get to that later. You're not required. Why not? Why do you have to shake it off? So I thought the Poshup Shai was saying is, you know why? Because you're not moving it. Because the money's in the wheel. You're viewed as if you're not moving the wheel whatsoever. It's moving by itself. I have to tell you that if this is the case, if this svara is correct, and I think I talk about shocheach, that's the difference between what? By nishmetes we're machmir, and by ein nishmetes we're makel. Says Rabbi Akiva Eged, you hold like the Ran, or we call the Ramba. Even by ein nishmetes, im efshe b'nir aser, im ken al karcha, the nishmetes asur hainu af bi efshalinar. Why? Mishum da have basis. So can't possibly be menich bekavana. Excuse me, can't possibly be shocher. It has to be menich bekavana. So I have two kashas. Number one, why are you saying mishum da have basis? Three words I don't understand. Why are you saying mishum da have basis? Why? Why? Of the Mukhni.